Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you again for the privilege of being called your children. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we know you will give us the bread of children, and we will no more eat the bread of sorrow and anxiety, but we will receive that rest in you to the glory of your holy name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to continue with our study on the Samaritan woman. Verse 31, Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritan worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews." Verse 23, "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, and they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." I will just stop there for a moment. This woman wanted to worship God, but tradition and religion have been hindering her. Let me take you back to that verse 11. "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and hares?" Tradition is a problem. This woman had been serving the Lord in her own way, but it was only a lip service. Her heart was very far from God. She even attends worship, and that is it. That is all. Otherwise, she will not know that mountain where they go to worship. But this woman was religiously deceived. For her to know Mount Gerizim, it means she joined in prayers, in witnessing, in help, in keeping rules, cleaning the house of God sometimes, and even helping others. But do you know that anything that we do in the power of the flesh to impress men will not be effortless, but with groaning and pain? And that's what religion does. Religion brings pain into our heart because it's not done through the Spirit of the living God. To be a wife, you will need Jesus, not tradition. To draw water, to clean the kitchen, to do the laundry, to contribute financially if you are working to the home, without grumbling, without complaining, without cursing your husband, you must know Jesus personally, as laid down by the Bible, not in a complicated way, that you have to add something to the name of Jesus to be accepted. Tradition is so difficult to break except by the intervention of the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman was about to receive the greatest gift of her life, but look at how tradition and religion are becoming stumbling block again in her life. You worship what you do not know. That's what that verse 22 says. God said, the Lord Jesus said, you are worshiping, but you don't know what you are doing. You don't have a clue. Let me reveal to you so that you'll be able to worship correctly. Don't just go to church because other people are going to church. Seek the one who is the head of the church, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Know him personally. Relate with him. If you cannot pray in the closet of your room, if you cannot worship God in the closet of your room, then you cannot do it in the church. When you go to church and you start to pray and you start to worship, you are babbling. That's what Matthew chapter 6 says. Because you cannot do it personally. It is your personal relationship with the Lord that is going to send the fragrance of the knowledge of God to everyone in your place of worship. Let's go on. This woman was worshiping with an empty heart. The Lord, God Almighty, was not enthroned in that heart. Jesus said, true worship must be in spirit and in truth. True worship must be in spirit and in truth. A person who denies Christ or denies God's word cannot truly worship God. And it's our attitude that shows that we are worshiping God. If you say that you're a Christian woman and you have just confusion in your home, and there's nothing in your heart that is going to give you a check that no, you can't do that if you are my child, and you go ahead, you cause confusion, you cause confusion everywhere, and then you get to church, and then you brush yourself very well. And the first woman, you may say, oh, wonderful day, glorious day, today is going to be good. And your husband is wondering that, is that not my wife that I've just done so many damages? Now she has just put up a new thing. And then you went, maybe you are even a worship leader. And then you got to the platform and you say, oh, the Lord is good. Your husband will be saying that, I don't think so. Not that Lord. I don't think you are showing that correct Lord. And you say, well, we have all our challenges. And your husband will say, of course, it's only that you are not dealing with this challenge. And your husband even wants to get out of the church because of you. You have to deal with this because you have to agree with every word of God if truly you are a worshiper. You cannot throw away the word of God, act anyhow, and say that God just accepts me because I'm so special. No, you are not special until you agree with the word of God. One may be worshiping, but it will be empty and worthless and unacceptable to God. This is what Jesus is driving at with this woman. Tradition can just be ordinary man-made commandments that will not give us any peace or joy. Tradition can be kept before the commandments of God. This will not fetch us any joy or happiness. Tradition always neglects the word of God. This is how it is done. So do it that way and you will be okay. The Lord does not accept that. You know what? If only we can say that the word of God is above every other thing. This word that the Lord promised will start to bring fulfillment instead of disharmony in our heart, instead of regret in our heart, instead of flashback, instead of feeling that we are nobody, we'll become somebody. Because that's what happened to this woman. She became somebody because she had this encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no human being in the world that will have an encounter in the world and everybody will not know that something had happened in our life. But if your life is just what you were 10 years ago, go check it. Put a question mark in front of your salvation. Are you sure you have that right encounter with the Lord? Because when you have the right encounter with the Lord, there will be bubbling of the living water that is going to bubble up in your life. And it's going to spread to everyone around you. And as they drink it, they will be drinking life, not pain and death and regrets of ever knowing you. This water, when we are able to receive it from the Lord, and we don't allow tradition and religion to hinder us, you know what will happen? There will be rest. We will receive rest in our life. What is rest? Rest is what Jesus explained himself in that Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28. Let me just quickly read it to us so that we will know that we are gaining a lot when we just allow the Lord to give that word to us. Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. There are two types of rest. The first rest is when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That rest is what we receive because now what should occupy the vacuum in our life has already been there. And that is God. Because there is vacuum in the life of every human being. Nothing will fill it until Jesus comes into that heart. And Jesus filled the vacuum. The second rest is our continuous walking with the Lord and resting on his promises. God said it, I believe it, and it is settled. That is just it. Philippians 4:19. You just believe it. Christ's rest is not rest from work, but inside work. Christ's rest is not saying that, okay, you are not going to do anything again, just fold your hands. That woman can still go on doing her work, but it will no more be in pain and in groaning. Not the popular rest you get when you are not doing anything. But actually, it is doing something. Rest is when everything inside us work together in harmony. Our will, our emotion, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. When our spirit does not contradict our soul, and our soul is able to pass out the right thing to the body, this is when we are having the right rest. The Lord is calling this woman that enough of your labor, not the working. The Lord is not asking you to stop being a wife or a mother or doing whatever you are doing. What he's saying is that rest on me. Come unto me. Lay that burden on me. The Bible says that cast away your burden. In that Psalm 55 verse 22, he said cast your burden on me. But when you now look at Hebrews 10:34, he said don't cast away your confidence in the Lord. Our confidence in the Lord is what continuously gives us the rest of the living God. When we don't have that rest, then we are in big trouble. But God does not want us to be in that trouble. Sin is a stronghold, and we don't want that in our life. Try as much as possible to be sure that you are really in the Lord. If you are really in the Lord, just as this woman was able to take those steps to be able to get to the Lord, what will happen to you? Instead of struggling, you will be receiving rest. And then you'll be able to do far above what you can ever think or imagine, because it's the Lord that is now working his way through you. You are no more spoiled by tradition and by philosophy and by the rudiment of men, according to that Colossians 2:8. But you are living in Christ, according to that Colossians 2:6. Live in him, be rooted in him, operate inside of him, ask him questions, let him be your source, let him be your power, let him be your inspiration. Don't allow drug, don't allow any worldly water to quench your thirst. Let the living water, the Lord Jesus, quench your thirst. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Because you are the Lord. Oh Lord, you are able to quench the thirst of the Samaritan woman. Quench our thirst today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us see you as the answer to every question, as the solution to every problem, and that we can come to you, that you are accessible, Lord, that we were not to be get scared about who you are, but to rely with you. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. I pray for all the people that are sick. Lord, heal them from every sickness in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus says, I am the Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals us. May the Jehovah Rapha touch you. By the stripe of the Jehovah Rapha, you are healed completely in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.